This commentator wishes a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all on this fine Christmas day. Currently, the Cape and Islands are experiencing an eruption, that's an eruption with an I, of snowy owls, the likes of which we have not seen before. It is hard for me to quit talking about it, as this eruption is truly a once-in-a-lifetime event. If one is inclined to try to get a look at one of these large, beautiful, powerful owls that generally stay in the Arctic regions, there will never be a better time. A snowy owl before Christmas dinner could be the best gift of the season. Anyone in listening range should be able to get to an area that has snowy owls in a relatively short drive. They love open areas. Sand dunes, beaches, marshes, and large fields have all been visited by snowy owls during the past few days. From Provincetown to the canal, from Westport, Plymouth, and coastal locations throughout, there are snowy owls being seen. Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket seemed to have even more owls than the mainland. With a little persistence and a bit of luck, there is a good chance that you can get a look at one of these special birds. Binoculars are essential, and a spotting scope will really increase your chances of finding these surprisingly unobtrusive birds as they hunker down behind beach grass or some object on the beach. And it really pays to take a close look at all white objects. These birds are easy to overlook, so make sure to look at every plastic bag, buoy, broken white pail, and whatnot, as some will turn out to be snowy owls. This past weekend, the Greater Boston Christmas Bird Count was conducted, and a record number, a whopping 28 snowy owls, were recorded. At Logan Airport, Norman Smith has caught, banded, and moved 32 snowy owls to date this winter. These are all birds that quite likely could have been involved in plane strikes, which would be fatal to the birds and bad for the traveling public as well. This is a great solution to a serious problem. As special as the snowy owl incursion is this winter, they are not the only owls around. With the start of the Christmas bird count season 11 days ago, birders' attention shifts to finding all the nocturnal raptors that they can. The Cape is fortunate to have good numbers of several owl species. A small owl called the screech owl is fairly common and widespread on the Cape. Using woodpecker holes and natural cavities, as well as man-made boxes, these attractive birds come in two color morphs or phases, red or gray. Their distinctive calls, almost sounding like a horse whinnying, are a familiar sound at dusk and again before dawn in most areas. The other widespread and fairly common owl on the Cape is the great horned owl. These owls are the first birds to begin nesting, and pairs stay together year-round. On calm nights at dawn and dusk, their duetting can be heard in all Cape towns. Their deep booming calls carry for a great distance in the calm night air. As in all owls, the females are larger than the males, and her booming is more powerful. A very Merry Christmas to all, and until next year, keep your eyes to the sky.